The Reverend Walter Budgeon, who gave us such an excellent book on Eastbourne at the early part of this century, entitled his book, Old Eastbourne, Its Church, Its Clergy, Its People. Amongst the clergy, I now refer to one who is given considerable credit by Budgeon for his administrative ability. His name was John Boult, B-O-U-L-T-E, and he occupied the benefice at the time of the Commonwealth, having the title of minister and not that of vicar. He came from Chiddinglie, and when he arrived here, he had no less than 22 children. He entered in the parish register, "I came to dwell at Eastbourne May 25th, 1648. During his stay here, he records with pride in the register the baptisms of his 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th children. Not content with a simple entry in the register, he puts, "Benjamin, the son of me, John Boult, minister of this place, was born on Saturday about 4 o'clock of the morning, the 21st day of October, 1648, and was baptized on Sunday, the 22nd of the same month, by me, his father, in Eastbourne Church, he being my 3rd and 20th child. His first wife died while he was here, and he then married Cecily Ford of Southwark in 1658. 3 months before this, his eldest son, Daniel Boult, had married a Mary Ford. It is thought that the two women may have been sisters. John Boult kept the parish register very carefully. He gave occupations of people he married or buried. In one case, he married a man called Thomas Novis of Lewis, who he first described as a metal man, but afterwards corrects this by putting tinker. In 1650, he enters, "William Herriot, a rich farmer, was buried." The year 1651 is full of tragedies. Boult enters in the register, "A bastard man-child, unbaptized, of Aristasis, drowned in Mr. Gilderidge's mill pond by his mother, was taken from thence and buried." Then Thomas Buckle, an aged poor man being starved, was buried. Also Richard Marden, slain by the fall of a chalk pit, and John Basher, John Tutt's servant, was slain by the overthrowing of a dungcart, were buried, and finally William, son of Richard Bartholomew, near 6 years old, was drowned in Sir Thomas Parker's sheep wash and buried. John Boult appears generally to have ignored an injunction of the church which forbade marriages at unseasonable times. The close seasons were from Advent to St. Hilary's Day, from Septuagesima to Low Sunday, and from Rogation Sunday to Trinity Sunday. Entered on the fly leaves of some old parish registers, we sometimes find, "Advent marriage doth thee deny, but Hilary gives thee liberty. Septuagesima says thee nay, 8 days from Easter says you may. Rogation bids thee to contain, but Trinity sets thee free again." On the restoration of King Charles II in 1660, John Boult left Eastbourne voluntarily, knowing that he would be replaced by a properly instituted vicar. 3 years later, he became vicar of Pidding Hoe, and he died in Brighton in 1669. His tombstone, now destroyed, which formerly stood in St. Nicholas Churchyard, Brighton, said of him, "He was a faithful and laborious preacher of the gospel for 56 years, whom God governed by 2 wives. So he must have had 3 more children after leaving Eastbourne. He would have been over 70 years old when his last child was born. Evidently quite a man."